Good morning. Welcome to Word is Alive Ministries. My name is Charles Morgan. This morning's scripture is going to be from Nehemiah, Nehemiah chapter 6. It goes like this. Now it came to pass when Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem the Arabian, and the rest of our enemies heard that I had builded the wall, there was no breach left therein, though at that time I had not set up the doors upon the gates. And Sanballat and Geshem sent unto me, saying, Come, let us meet together in some one of the villages in the plain of Ono, but they thought to do me mischief. And I sent messengers unto them, saying, I am doing a great work, so that I cannot come down. Why should the work cease, whilst I leave it and come down to you? Now, Nehemiah was a cupbearer, and he had found out that there were some things going on in his native Israel. They'd been taken captive into Babylon, and he had a pretty cushy job. He had a cupbearer job, and he could do just about anything he wanted, but he got word that things were not going as well on the return to Israel, and the wall was down, and it was needing repair, and he was all distraught over this. So he went into the king, and which was a dangerous thing because he couldn't really show the king his emotion. It wasn't about that. It was about just serving the king. But the king noticed this and looked at him, and through God's providence, he allowed him to go back to Israel and work on the wall around Jerusalem. And this is what he's been doing. But all this time, these guys that were mentioned, Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem, they're after him. They're wanting him to come down. They're wanting to do things with him, and not too nice things, by the way. They wanted to stop what was going on because they had it going on in that land, and they didn't want Jerusalem to be rebuilt. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, Satan does not want God's church to succeed in our nation. And he's got plenty of people that are helping him. And one of the things I've got underlined in verse 1, it says, and the rest of our enemies. When you're doing God's work, a lot of times we get this idea that, hey, everything's going to be great and nobody's going to be against us and wonderful and all this because we're doing what God wanted us to do. Well, Nehemiah was doing exactly what God wanted him to do, but they had enemies, and it wasn't just him. It was all that was helping him. They'd gotten to the point that what they were doing, they were carrying a weapon with them while they were working. It'd be like going on a construction site and having a gun slung across your shoulder just in case somebody was going to come along and stop you from working. And so they would do these kinds of things. And we are going to have enemies. And I'm going to tell you right now, not everything is secure. He said everything was secure except they hadn't hung the gate. So it wasn't completely secure. It wasn't completely done. God's work is never completely done until he comes back for us and says it's completely done. We've got to keep on going. We've got to keep on being vigilant and worrisome about these things. Now, I'm not talking about worrying whether our safety is going to be all right, but being on guard all the time and knowing, hey, these little things creep in. They creep into our lives. They creep into all these things, and we can look at these things that they are going through. Now, they had real enemies that were trying to do them harm, or trying to keep them from doing this because they didn't want this to happen because it was going to take away from what they had and what they had going on. Satan does not want us to complete our work. He does not want us to do what we're supposed to do. He doesn't want us to unite. And what he was trying to do here, they were trying to pull down the leader. And Satan is doing that across our country just in droves. He's pulling down the leaders. He's tearing them down. And he's using it inside the churches and inside our governments and inside our families. And they're tearing down God's leaders and trying to get them to come down off the wall so that these things won't be done. Folks, it's going to happen. It's going to continue to happen. And they're going to keep using wily things and whatever they want to do that they can do and how they want to do it. They had sent word to him before trying to get him to do. They're trying to entice him and say, hey, you're one of us now. You're one of the big guys. You know, you're a big dog now. Come on down and help us. And we're just going to have a little party here for you. Well, he said they thought to do me mischief in verse 2. That's exactly what it is. So the gate was not secure. Nehemiah knew this. Enemies had come about him. We're going to have enemies. That's just all there is to it. There are going to be people that are going to come against us, and they're not going to stop until they get what they want. But we've got to keep on going. We've got to keep being vigilant. He said, but they thought to do me mischief. We've got to be looking at these guys and knowing exactly what they're about. The Bible calls them wolves in sheep's clothing, ravenous wolves. They're not known by good names. And we've got to keep on looking for them and knowing that, hey, this is happening. And they may come along and say, hey, I really want to help you out. I want to do some things. That's what these guys started out doing. Hey, let us help you. Let us work with you. Let us do these kinds of things. And we'll come in here and we'll do what we can and you do what you can and it'll all work out. But Nehemiah knew, hey, they don't really want to do that. They've got motives that are outside of God's will. God's will was that Jerusalem be rebuilt. And he was using Nehemiah to do it. Now, why was he using Nehemiah? Because he could. We don't actually know exactly why he works everything out. Isaiah says his ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and all I can say about that is amen. Can't you say amen to that? I'm so glad that I have a God whose thoughts and ways are higher than mine, that he's got it all figured out. He already knows what's going on, because I'll just be honest, right now, there are so many things that I don't know, and the more I learn about this Bible and God's word, the more I know that I don't know and want to keep on going. And I hope that's the way with you, child of God. I hope you want to continue in God's word, to know more, to learn more, to grow in him, continually grow. If you're a new Christian, you're on the milk of the word, get in you a good Bible believing church and listen to what's been taught and preached, and go to classes and learn and grow so that you get on the meat of the word. And he said they thought to do me mischief. You need to know these things, folks. You got to look out, and the only way you're going to know this is to be in God's word, to be in prayer with him, to have those eyes that you look out and gauge everything and say, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't look right. That doesn't sound right. That doesn't go along with God's word. And so they continued in the work. And I love this over in chapter 3 and verse 6. It said, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. If a church will get together, if the people have a mind to work, they can accomplish great things. If they're doing their own thing, if they're doing it for their own benefit, it's not going to do what God wants it to do. But they said the people had a mind to work. And Nehemiah was urging them on, and he told them in verse 14 of chapter 4 there, he says, be not afraid of them. Remember the Lord, which is great and terrible, and fight for your brethren, your sons and your daughters, your wives and your houses. He said, don't be afraid. We're governed by fear in our nation today. We're afraid of everything. We're afraid of going here and there. But our fear, honestly, if you look at it, our fear is kind of gauged in what we fear. We can go to certain places, but I'm telling you what, people are, oh, you can't go to church, and you'll go in there, and man, they'll be doing all kinds of things that they don't do out in public, and it's because, people have told them, churches, man, they're terrible about this, and they do this, and they hug and they kiss. Well, I've been in a lot of different churches throughout my lifetime, and not many of them are that friendly. So just go on in one, because they're probably not going to even greet you when you go in there. But you go in there and you worship God anyway. Some of them, yeah, they're going to be pretty friendly, and they're doing what God wants them to do. But you need to be in a church. You need to go in and listen to God's word. But they had a mind to work. That's where it starts, folks. It starts in the mind. It starts in what you think and what you want to do. It doesn't start in just your hands and what you do. Too many people want to jump up and just say, oh, I'm going to do something because God wants me to do it. You need to find out exactly what God wants you to do and get your mind right and wrapped around it first. We need to know exactly what he wants us to do. Nehemiah knew exactly what he wanted, and he taught the people and he guided the people and showed them exactly what God had in mind and what he wanted and how he wanted it done. So we see that they had enemies. They were trying to get the wall together. Folks, we have enemies, and we need to be getting the wall together. Jesus Christ is going to come back. I know he is, because he said he is. And you say, well, when is he going to do that? I don't have a clue. I can look around, and too many people are saying they know exactly what it is, and they see this and this. Folks, I can see things that seem like they're unfolding for the Bible. Are they really? I think so. I really do. But I can't for sure say, because the Bible tells us no one knows and no one can know. But we also can look around and see these things and understand that these things are coming about. You know, is God ready right now? Could be. Maybe maybe he is, maybe he's not, but here's the thing he does tell us. We've got to always be ready. We've got to always be working. These guys did not know when the wall was going to be finished. They didn't know how they were going to get it done, but all they knew is they needed to work. And, you know, one guy wasn't building the whole wall. Each person was doing something to the wall, and they worked as they should and what they've been given and how they should. And that's exactly what we should do. We should work as God has given us, and God has given you a gift. If you are saved, you're a child of God, you've been given a gift, and you're supposed to be using that for God's work, not for doing somebody else's work, but what He's given you. We all decide what we want to do, I think, and we try to do that, but how about doing what God wants us to do and for His glory? Not for our glory so we can pat each other on the back and say, oh, you know, well, we do this better than anybody else, and everybody wants to come to this and that. No, it's for God's glory. You know, it's not an entertainment venue. It's preaching. It's teaching. It's seeing people saved. It's a sad thing when people don't get excited about souls getting saved. And I've got missionary friends and I've got evangelist friends that talk about that they go to a lot of places and people are not getting excited about it. And some of these people are pastors and deacons and leaders in the church that they're not excited about souls getting saved. We should be excited about getting souls getting saved. These people are getting excited about this wall getting built, and Nehemiah was bringing them up. In verse 18 of chapter 4, for the builders, every one, had his sword girded by his side, and so builded, and he that sounded the trumpet was by me. The guy was right there with him that says, hey, if trouble comes, we're going to let you know. Who was going to let them know? The leader of the church. The leader of this band. That's who's supposed to let you know. They're supposed to come up and say, hey, folks, I want you to understand that something's coming against us. We need to know that these things are happening. And so he was ready. He had his trumpet there. And Ephesians tells us about putting on the whole armor of God. That's not just one time. It's always. Always. Because there are attacks constantly against us. And these people were mischievous. They acted nice. They wanted to get Nehemiah down off there because they knew that if they could get him down, it was gonna make the people pull back. But I want to tell you something right now. Each time that somebody tries to take out a leader of God, God will raise up somebody else. God will always raise up somebody else if the people have a mind to work. If they've got a mind to work, they'll have somebody. And so he looks at this in verse 3 of chapter 6. Excuse me. He comes back and he says, I sent messengers unto them. He didn't even bother responding to them himself. He didn't go to them and go, hey, fellas, I just can't do this. I've got to go back. He sent somebody to talk to them. He didn't bother with them. He didn't give them the credence that they thought they deserved. They were big leaders and they wanted prestige. They felt like that they had all this going on and people would bow down to them. They thought Nehemiah would look at it and go, hey, this is a chance to hobnob with the big dogs, man. I can get down here. He said he sent a messenger unto them and saying, I am doing a great work. Folks, we got to understand this. We're doing a great work. If we're doing it for Jesus, we're doing what He wants us to do, we are doing a great work. And we've got to complete this work. We can't just leave it undone. We can't. I don't care if there's obstacles in your way. All along, there are obstacles in Nehemiah's way. One thing, he started out, he was just a cupbearer. He was a cupbearer for the king. That's what he did. He brought the cup to the king. He tasted it and said, oh, it's okay. I didn't die. Here you go. That's what his job was. He wasn't an engineer. He wasn't a great architect. He wasn't skilled in all these building things. He didn't have materials to build, but he had a mind to work and do exactly what God wanted him to do. And so all these things were taken care of by God. We just got to get there and we got to start working and we got to start doing. He got materials to go and rebuild the wall, and he went there and he had people that came up and had a mind to work, and they went to work, and Nehemiah urged them on and told them, this is what we're supposed to be doing, and God wants us to do it, and we got to continue on and keep going and not stop until it's completed. And that's exactly what they did, but there were obstacles all along the way. In our work for Jesus Christ, there will always be obstacles along the way. There will be somebody that will come along and try to tear us down. There will be a lack of materials or funds. And that's a good one right there. I hear this all the time and have in churches, we don't have the money for that, and we don't have this. And then the other thing is, we tried that one time, and it just didn't seem to work. Well, maybe you didn't have a mind to work when you tried it. Maybe you're not the ones that are supposed to do it. Maybe the next generation is supposed to come along and take it. Drive down the road sometime and see how many old church buildings you see that are being taken up by something else, that have closed down. It's because the people didn't have a mind to work. You say, oh, no, they did. No, they had it about themselves. It was all about themselves. And they weren't doing what God wanted them to do. They were doing what they wanted to do. And people like to say things like this, well, I'm a charter member. You know, well, that means I'm a charter member. I've been here for the longest, and I don't have to do anything, but you're going to do exactly what I tell you to do. That's not what these people were doing. They said they all had a mind to work, every single one of them. Even Nehemiah was doing his part. Even the guy that had the trumpet that was beside him was waiting just in case there was trouble. They all had a mind to work. It wasn't just one of them. It wasn't just part of them. The people had a mind to work. And they kept on, and they kept going. And he kept doing. And when Nehemiah was up against this, he wasn't pulled in by the fancy stuff. He didn't look around and go, hey, look at what I've done. He didn't even look around and go, hey, look at what God has done. He's provided us this and he's provided us that. We can fall into that trap too. You can have a nice building and you look around and go, oh, God has provided us this, and we got padded pews and seats, and we need to sit down and just do nothing. That's not what he told us to do either. He said he told us to continue to work. These people wanted this wall rebuilt for the glory of God. The work had to continue, and they had to keep on because they wanted to do it. But they had adversaries, all of them. If you continue reading in this, you can see that Nehemiah was up against it. He was up against it all. His people could have gone away. They did get afraid. There was no doubt about that, because he came to them and said, don't be afraid. So you know they were getting afraid. They were afraid of what was going on. They were afraid of what was going to happen. They were looking at things and saying, well, this could happen, that could happen, but it wasn't happening. We need to do that right now. We need to stop as a church in our nation and look at what God has done. Look at the great work we have. Not at what God might do or what might happen here or what the government might do. You know, a few years ago, and it got real bad because people were, oh, they're going to pull our tax-exempt status. So, let them. Is that the worst that can happen to us? We think persecution is things that's not even persecution. We think persecution is getting up and we didn't have time to take a shower right before we went to church, or we didn't have time to do this, or something else happened, or there is this and that going on, or maybe we didn't fill up the one vehicle we wanted to take, and people have all kinds of excuse for not doing the work of God. Oh, I'm not equipped for that. These people weren't equipped for it either, but they equipped themselves because God wanted them to do it. If you'll get out there, you'll find the tools. You'll find out you have tools and you have things that are there. And if you get out there and you start working, you're going to find out that you have enemies. Don't let them stop you. These enemies were coming. They were devious about things. They tried to threaten him. That didn't work. So now they're trying to be nice to him, and that didn't work either. The wall was rebuilded, and the nation of Israel was there because God said it would be. Let me tell you something. God protects his church too, if we'll do what he tells us to do. If we'll do. But like I said, all these churches are closed up. They're closing down. Some of them, after all that's been going on, they can't get anybody to come back. Oh, I like it being home. I like this and I like that. They can't get anybody to come back. Folks, we need to be in church. We need to be worshiping God. We need to be praising him. We need to give him the glory that he deserves. Give it all over to him. And he is going to provide. We're doing a great work. There are souls to be saved out there. Just look at the around you, and you say, oh, well, these people act this way. That's the way sinners act. People that don't have Jesus. What about the ones that are in church that claim they have Jesus and they're still acting the same way? Folks, we're supposed to be new creatures. We're supposed to be different. Nehemiah put himself on the line. He took and left everything that he had. What have you given up for Jesus? He said, oh, well, I'm not supposed to give up anything. You're supposed to give up everything. You're supposed to give up everything for him. You're supposed to give it all over to him and say, this is his, and he's to work with it, and I'm going to give it all over to him because I'm not my own person anymore. What have you truly dedicated to Christ? When you got up this morning, did you pray to him? Did you say, Jesus, hey, guide my steps today. Guide my steps today. Guide them in everything you would have me to do. Did you pray for your family? Did you pray for your lost friends? Did you pray for your lost neighbors? When's the last time that you went to someone and told them about Jesus? When Nehemiah came into the country, he had to go and get people and tell them, hey, I want to rebuild the wall. I want to work. I need help. I want you to know that God has got a plan for us. When is the last time that you truly went to someone and said, I want you to know about my Jesus? I want you to know what Jesus has done in my life. I want to tell you what a great thing it is to have salvation, to be saved from hell, to know that I'm not going to spend an eternity there. Rich man looked up from hell and he said, go and tell my brothers so they don't end up here. So if you're of this mind that you think it's going to be a big party, it's not a big party. If you're of a mind that you think, well, Satan's in control of that, Satan's not in control. He's not even there right now. He will be, but it was made for him and those angels that left with him. It was not made for us, but that's where we will end up. The world is condemned already. It's been condemned since Adam. We need to get to work. We need to let people know that there is a way out of this, that there is consequences to not accepting Jesus Christ. We need to tell them that there is hell to pay, literally, for this, and that there is a way into heaven, but it's only through Jesus Christ. The Bible tells us that the wages of that sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the only way. In John 14:6, Jesus said it himself, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. He didn't give any other alternatives. He didn't say, unless you find another way. He just said, this is it. And he said, there's one way into it. And he said, narrow is that way, and few there be that are going to find it. But wide is that way to destruction. And there's going to be a bunch of people on there. Why? Because it's easier. It's easier to go that way. Sometimes it's tough to say, hey, I'm going to accept Christ, because maybe your friends, your neighbors, you know, they tell you things. They say, oh, that's crazy. And those guys, you know, they're just brainwashed. And you know, we're not brainwashed. We're washed in the blood. Washed in the blood of Jesus. And people don't like to say that anymore. Say, oh, that's nasty. And they'll tell kids coming out of seminary, don't be saying stuff like that. Jesus Christ died on the cross at Calvary so that we could have eternal life. Nehemiah was one of the people that kept all this thing going, because God had a plan. God had it all going. And Jesus went into these gates. Jesus went into Jerusalem. Jesus went in there and saw all these things. He saw the wall that Nehemiah had rebuilt. All of this had to fall into place. Everybody has their part. What is your part today? Maybe you're going to be one of the ones that's standing beside the leader, ready to sound the trumpet. Maybe you're one of the ones working up there and also watching out for the enemies. Maybe you're going to be the leader like Nehemiah was, that God has called up and said, get these people going. Get them in there and work. And they need to work. The people worked. Nehemiah guided them and he let them know that God is wanting this done. Maybe you got something that maybe you would consider insignificant, but God has got it for you and he wants you to do it. You got to have a mind to work. There will be enemies. They will bring mischief, but it is a great work. And we have to continue in this great work, and we can't shirk away from it. They continued on and they got it all rebuilt, and Jerusalem came back. And Israel came back at the time appointed by God when he said they would. It was all in God's timing. Sometimes, folks, we look at things and we say, I want it now. I want it now. And that's a natural human reaction. Sometimes that's not in God's timing. Maybe the thing that you're doing right now is you're getting everything prepared. Nehemiah could not have foreseen Jesus coming into Jerusalem. He couldn't have looked at it and go, yeah, I know exactly where he's going to come in. He's going to come in right at that gate. He couldn't just put it in his mind, but he knew that God had given him something to do, and he had to do it. And each person had something to do. These gates weren't even up. Somebody was going to end up having to hang those gates and put them back up, and they did. And they got those gates done. Do what God has given you to do. Know that it's a great work, even if you don't think it's much. Maybe it's just picking up some trash around the church, or maybe it's going and helping someone with their groceries or something. Maybe that's a ministry that God has given you so that you can tell them about Jesus, so that you can get your foot in the door to tell them, hey, Jesus has a plan for you. Jesus has something for you. It's eternal life. And that you can give them that free gift that Jesus has given to you and say, here it is. You know, Jesus wants you to have it. Do you want to take it? It doesn't matter what God's given you to do. Take it up and use it. Use what he's got for you. Be careful about it. Be careful about the enemies, because they're going to come and they're going to want to stop you. I've seen it time and time again, and a lot of it's within the church. Oh, that'll never last. They won't be like that forever. They won't be on fire. You know, what we ought to be doing is stoking somebody else's fire. Here's the thing. If you don't have your fire stoked up for Jesus Christ, don't be throwing water on somebody else that is. Help them, and throw some wood on their fire and get them going and help them out. Pray for them. Maybe you can't physically do some things now, but you can pray. Say, hey, Lord, help them in that ministry. Help them in what they're doing and as they continue on. You know, there were a lot of people that were standing around that weren't working, but couldn't work, but they wanted this wall rebuilt too. And they were praying, and Lord, help them do it. And they may have been bringing sandwiches to them or whatever they had to do, but they were making sure this thing was done. Nehemiah said, I can't do it. And yet, in verse 4, they said, they sent it to me 4 times after this sort, and I answered them after the same manner. They were consistent, these enemies, and they're consistently going to come. They're not going to just stop, but we've got to keep on working. We've got to keep on working and let them know, hey, my mind has not changed. I'm not going to stop. We're going to keep on going. We're going to keep on doing. They will continue. They will try. They will come against us, and they're all led by Satan. He's got everything going on, and he's trying to stop people, but he will not be stopped until Jesus Christ comes back. We can't stop him, but we can sure tell him, hey, it isn't going to happen. This isn't going to happen today. It's not going to happen the way you think it's going to happen. We're going to continue on. These guys got their name in the Bible. Sanballat, Tobiah, and Geshem. But it wasn't in a good way. It was in a bad way. They were the enemies of God. They were the enemies of the work that needed to be done. Nehemiah was a good guy. He was a guy that came from just carrying a cup, cushy job, to leading a full construction crew to rebuild a city wall. And he did it because God wanted him to do it. And the people, they had a mind to work because they knew it was the right thing. And Nehemiah had spurred them on and told them, hey, this is the right thing to do. Don't be afraid. So I'm going to tell you right now, today, when you start working for Jesus Christ, you're going to have enemies. They're going to seek to do you mischief. But it is a great work. And we've got to have a mind to work and continue on. And hopefully, we will keep that mind. And when we get down, someone will build us up and say, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. If you're hot into the work of God right now and you see somebody that's kind of shirking, they're afraid right now, tell them, don't be afraid. We're working for Jesus Christ. Don't be afraid of all this. I hope that you will accept Jesus today. If you've never accepted him, you'll give your life over to him and say, Lord, you take it. You take what I've got. Come to him and tell him, I know I'm a sinner because all have sinned and come short of the glory of God, and I need Jesus Christ. You give your life over to him and start that new life, and that you will have the unction to go and get into a church and start working and learning, and that someone will come and tell you about it. Well, thank you for allowing us to be with you this morning. My name is Charles Morgan, and Word is Alive Ministries. This is a fully supported ministry on this radio program from Word is Alive. If you would like to help us out with this, you can go to our Facebook page at Word is Alive. Or you can go to wordisalive.org, our website, and it'll tell you how that you can contribute, how you can help. You can send us a donation at P.O. Box 1152, Mammoth Spring, Arkansas. And we would greatly appreciate your help on this so that we can continue with this ministry, as we have a great work to do and we want to continue this on. If you've accepted Jesus Christ today, send me a line and let me know, and I'll be praying for you. Well, thank you for allowing me to be with you.